At the recent Mix 10 in Las Vegas, I was able to sit down with Christopher Banage of the startup Silver Arcade. We talked about Silverlight Games and about the future of their gaming platform.
Well, my name is Christopher Banage, and my main job is Blue Spire Consulting, where we focus on Silverlight and WPF and UI architecture, really. That's our primary stick. But secondarily, I guess most important to what we're talking about here is Silver Arcade, which we describe as the YouTube of Silverlight games. So it's really designed for game developers who have written their own games and they want to come and self-publish without having to, you know, go through any sort of bureaucracy or submission process. They basically, they put their games up on the site and they're there. We have a system built in there where registered users can play the games, get points for playing games, get points for rating the games, and we're actually planning to expand that quite a bit in the next version or next release of the site, but we're not there yet. But that's the 30-second elevator pitch.
Yeah. So tell me, what have you seen here at Mix that kind of gets you excited when you think about Silver Arcade and where that's going and the phone and that kind of stuff? You see some potential there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the places that we've been very interested in is to enable game developers to target multiple platforms. So, for example, we sponsor an open source project called Silver Sprite, which is intended to enable game developers to target XNA as well as Silverlight on the web. So, for example, if a developer creates a game using Silver Sprite and publishes it to Xbox Live Arcade, we actually will cross-link to that so they can promote their game directly. And while they're playing it, a player is playing it on the web, they can actually say, oh, download this to your Xbox right now. So what we're seeing here with the new Windows Phone is really another platform that we can help developers target. So in addition to saying, hey, buy the game on the Xbox, you'll be able to say, hey, buy the game on phone.
On your phone.
So that's kind of our long-reaching vision right now, since it's all brand new.
So tell me about the startup now. The startup is Silver Arcade.
Correct.
And how long have you been in business then?
So let's see. We just, I think, exactly a year.
About a year.
When we officially started the business. And we've gone through a lot of evolution and changes to try to figure out really what we want to do with it.
And you're in the BizSpark program, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes,
so what does that get you as a BizSpark
program? So really free software.
Yeah.
since we are a very small company and this is not our main source of income by far, I mean, really it's barely any income at all. We don't have a lot of funds to put toward it, so being able to get free stuff is very advantageous to us. And we're already, there's three of us involved, myself, Rob Eisenberg, and Bill Reese. And we were already very strongly aligned with Microsoft products, so that was our native environment to work in. And so that just makes it a whole lot easier for us to go.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And then, kind of in thinking about, going forward with your company, where do you want to see kind of the evolution go? It's like we're phone, Xbox, and then desktop, obviously, that kind of thing. So you guys are kind of building some frameworks around how all that works together. Is that correct?
It is. Well, our vision for the site is to make it more of a community. Everything's about social networking now. So we really want it to be something that leverages Xbox Live, actually. We want to have more integration there. More integration with other social networks, such as Twitter and Facebook. We want people to come to the site to have a sense of community. We want to enable chat. We have some visions for an achievement system that will mirror what's on Xbox Live. You know, currently you can't get that sort of experience unless you're a partner with Microsoft. So we want to provide something that's more open to independents and hobbyists who can have those similar experiences on the site that will feel like Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So we'll be looking for Silver Arcade in the future. And what's the URL for that?
That is silverarcade.com.
Okay. And we'll definitely talk to you again in the future when we can see what is going on with the phone.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Chris.